We are here with Dr. Dalat, co-chair of ASPET Committee on Mentoring and Career Development. A bit of history about the committee. It was formed as part of a plan to realign the responsibilities of ASPET committees formed prior to 2012. The Committee on Mentoring and Career Development is tasked with developing a mentoring program, a mandate from the 2011 Long Range Planning Retreat, in an effort to meet the current needs of the society's members, especially students and postdocs. Some of the activities that the committee is in charge of include organizing and executing graduate student postdoc colloquium on career development topics at the annual experimental biology meeting, establishing and maintaining a mentoring program for ASPET's young scientists, planning other career development and mentoring activities at the annual meeting, and of course, the committee is also in charge of adding electronic resources to the ASPET website. Dr. Dalat, can you share with postdoc and graduate student members who are not aware of and who haven't taken full advantage of some of the career activities that ASPET is engaging in at the annual EB meetings? What are some of the planned events at this year's meetings in Boston?
Yes, there are four events that I'd like to point out. There's the graduate student postdoc colloquium that'll introduce IDPs, individual development plans. That's on Saturday. Then on Monday, there's a symposium or a seminar on advancing discoveries for academic laboratories to market. And then on Sunday, there's a diversity mentoring breakfast, which I highly recommend. And separately, there's another seminar on translating pharmacology into career choices in pharmaceutical and biotech industries. So of these, there are two in particular that I could speak directly about, and those are the graduate student postdoc colloquium and the diversity mentoring breakfast. So as far as the colloquium is concerned, it's going to be an opportunity for students, postdocs, other members of ASPET to meet scientists that perform various roles in industry, academia, and government. They will be introduced to what an IDP is, that's Individual Development Plan, which is a tool that can serve as more or less a career roadmap. And it can help folks to see exactly where they're trying to go and what it will take to get them there. And then the last part, which is very important, is the people who attend the colloquium, they'll get a chance to interact with scientists and to actually develop an IDP. So it's not only about coming there to hear good information, but also there's a product that they'll be able to walk away with. So I think that, you know, students that will attend, you know, this colloquium will be prepared to engage ASPET members and other folks, other professionals, and to gather information and resources that's going to be very important to their success as a professional. So this is a colloquium that the Mentoring and Career Development Committee has organized, put together, and it's one of many activities, programs that's going to spring forth from our efforts to provide better mentoring resources for ASPET members. The other activity that I want to talk about is the Mentoring Breakfast, which we've been holding every year for countless years, and really it provides an informal environment where students, postdocs, regular members, they can meet and engage, and there isn't the stress of, you know, all the formalities of, you know, talking about data and all these other things. And what's cool about it is not only do the regular members attend, but also our leadership, different folks from our leadership will be there. So it's a good time to not only meet fellow students and to share war stories, but you also get a chance to engage the leadership of ASPET.
And outside of the annual meeting, ASPET is also piloting the book club program and other programs under the initiatives established as part of the mentoring program. Can you briefly talk about these programs and how one could be a part of it?
So there are four major initiatives that are designed to engage, prepare, and really position ASPET members, that includes students, postdocs, regular members, to position them for success. And the first one that I'd like to talk about is we're very interested in information on the website. We want to not only add but try to improve on the different resources that are available on the ASPET site so that, you know, the information is useful and it's up to date and it's relevant to students' postdocs needs. So that's number one, designing or providing more up-to-date information for the ASPET website. The second is pretty much something that we've done through various committees, and it's a normal role that we try to carry out, is develop workshops and symposiums. Now, the key part here for us is it's not only about presenting information to people who attend, but also to make sure that there's interaction and there's some sort of product that the students, postdocs, regular members that attend, something that they can walk away with. And so we're looking at definitely events, you know, workshops and symposiums at the EB meeting, but maybe also in some other venues, whether it's going to, you know, a particular university and talking about, you know, a particular skill that's needed to be a successful professional, or whether it's going to, you know, one of these satellite meetings for one of the smaller ASPET regional groups. So that's very important to us, something that we've done in the past and we're trying to improve on. The third initiative is to conduct a book club, which you mentioned earlier. So the book club is basically a group that's going to design to read books and discuss the value and application of critical skills that are used by successful professionals, whether it's how to network, whether it's how to conduct yourself in an interview, all the skills, or not all the skills, but different skills that are key, that are important to the students, to the postdocs. Now, what's important here is this is an opportunity for members of the group to share personal experiences of what has worked and what hasn't worked. You get a chance to develop strategies to implement and improve skills that are critical to the success of, you know, of professionals. And my favorite part is you actually get to utilize those skills as part of an assignment or assignments conducted during the period that the book is being discussed. So for this particular book club that's been initiated, that's actually going on right now, the topic that we're covering is networking. And so by the end of the group's discussions on this particular book, the major project is for them to take what they've learned from the book and, of course, what we've discussed in our different group conference calls and to apply it by actually setting up a meeting with a full or regular ASPET member and actually talking with them and creating a relationship with that member. So this is all part of our efforts to help students not only to establish a network, but how to maintain a network over time, a network of different contacts that are going to help you with your career development and to make you a better professional. And then the fourth initiative is IDP development, which we talked a little bit about the IDP, introducing the IDP at the colloquium that's going to happen at this EB meeting coming up. But this particular initiative is going to be advertise for students to join a group that will individually receive help to develop an IDP and to interact with a mentor to help them to follow a plan for 6, maybe 12 months, could be longer, while the student grows their network and they also go out and attain different resources that are needed to get them to that big picture. And what I mean by big picture is, you know, to that place where you want to be 10, 20 years from now. And that's really the value of the IDP, because it allows a student on their own and working with a mentor that they're assigned to write out, look, this is what's important to me, these are my goals, and this is how I'm going to accomplish those goals. So the mentor is there not only to develop the plan, but actually to help them, you know, by providing guidance while they go out and put the plan into action. Okay? So, you know, once again, all of these initiatives are all about positioning students, postdocs, regular members, so that they can be successful. And a big part of that is not only going to be preparing them by giving them information, but also helping them to create different products that are going to be useful. We want to make students, their experience in ASPET better, so that when they go out into the real world, they can have skills that they can use that's going to make them, put them in a better situation. And, you know, we all know that given today's economic situation conditions, students have to be that much more better prepared. And that's what we're trying to tackle right now. We want to make sure our students are not only prepared, but they're ready to go to action. So how will students enroll in these programs? Well, what we're going to do is we're going to provide advertisements via various ASPET information sources, the website, email blast, and also through the LinkedIn group that exists for ASPET postdocs. Now, we are very interested in hearing from students about how else, you know, other ways we can reach out to them. One of the most important missions of our committee is figuring out how to engage the students so that we can hear what it is they need. And because we have our own ideas, but it's important for us to hear what are the needs of the students. So students should always feel comfortable with reaching out to our committee, providing us insight in terms of what would be useful, and feeling free to just contact us to ask questions.
The Society is no doubt promoting mentor-mentee interactions. What are some of the benefits of having multiple mentors in addition to one's own research advisor?
So I'm going to tell you, I think there are numerous reasons why it's beneficial to have a mentor other than your primary advisor or your boss. Just to name a few, your boss may only be advising you on a single aspect of your career. For example, how to be a great scientist in the lab. Your boss may not be the best advisor for other aspects of your career. For example, establishing, maintaining a network, transitioning to a position outside of the lab, starting a family. And then lastly, your boss may not be a good advisor at all. You know, and it may be that you just need an advisor. But my point here is very simple. There are numerous benefits of having other advisors. You're able to, by having multiple advisors, you can see a situation from multiple perspectives. You can have access to more, more potential contacts for your network, which is very important. You know, we're in a society now where sometimes who you know may be more important than what you know. We all want to hope that people will be put into positions because they're the best skill-wise, but the reality is 9 times out of 10, when you and I apply for our next job, it's going to a lot of our success is going to be based on who's telling us or, you know, serving as our advocate. So contacts in your network are very important. And then the last point I want to make is by having multiple mentors, multiple advisors, you can pick from a variety of folks who you think has your best interest in mind when it comes to a particular situation. And so having multiple mentors has multiple advantages. And most importantly, I think you really want to get different perspectives when you're going to make decisions that are critical to the outcome of your life, right? So we advocate for folks to have multiple advisors. I think that when I talk with people who are highly successful, when I read about people who are highly successful, one thing that I always come across is the fact that they have different mentors. You know, whether it's several mentors for the same issue or whether it's multiple mentors across different issues or different aspects of their careers.
Thank you, Dr. DeLatt.
No problem. You take care now.
For more information on what the Committee on Mentoring and Career Development is doing, as well as the activities at EB meeting, please visit ASPET's website. And if you would like to be a part of the book club program, please visit Aspet's booth at EB.